Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the backroads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 49, The Illustrious Client. Sherlock Holmes spars with a nasty cad who is trying to cajole a lovely young heiress into marriage in The Adventure of the Illustrious Client. One of the plot vehicles in this case is the fact that Baron Adalbert Gruner, the nasty cad, is also a famous collector of antique Chinese porcelain. He had even published an influential monograph on the topic. To successfully execute the case, Dr. Watson has to overnight assume the role of a porcelain connoisseur in order to... Well, you'll have to read the story. Suffice it to say that the hapless Watson is found out in short order. Hijinks ensue. Of course, such a fate would befall anyone given the task of becoming a porcelain expert in just one night, even with the help of Wikipedia and Siri. The rarefied environment of the high-end antiques market is replete with extremely knowledgeable people for whom not just the history, but the recent provenance, market value, and current availability of highly desirable objects is of utmost concern. More importantly, without these collectors' efforts, there would be precious few museum collections for today's poor, struggling potters to visit in their own endless search for inspiration and edification. But let's return to Baron Gruner. Quote, "A complex mind, all great criminals have that. Cool as ice, silky-voiced, and poisonous as a cobra. He has breeding in him a real aristocrat of crime, with a superficial suggestion of afternoon tea and all the cruelty of the grave behind it." Unquote. The wise old adage that one should always accept the present company is as relevant here as it is anywhere. And checks and balances have evolved over the years to keep transactions as clean as possible. Yet the spectacularly evocative description quoted above confronts us with a glimpse into a compromised and complicated issue. Regardless of today's honest brokers and good intentions, the trade in expensive and rare antiques from exotic places ever evokes an ignoble, shadowy tinge of past grave-digging, historical site-despoiling, smuggling, and outright pillaging. But don't take Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's word for this. Just ask any of your archaeology friends. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember, never judge a book by its cover.